The Olympics in ultra-high definition. It is great, if you're willing to work for it.
The figure skating stuff I saw, I'm going to tell you, sparkles are unreal in 4K, which is a funny thing to say out loud.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The 2018 Olympics are about halfway over, and sure, they've been exciting and dramatic and uplifting and all of that. But if you were hoping for a 21st century experience watching the Olympics, like glorious 4K ultra-high definition and unfettered live streaming access, well, you kind of got the bronze. NBC, owned by Comcast, partnered with the Olympic Broadcasting Service, or OBS, to deliver 4K video of some events about a day after they aired. But trying to find and watch that 4K video, even once you have the right TV and cable box, has been difficult at best, especially on Comcast's Xfinity TV service, which, again, Comcast owns NBC. Sam Moscovich reports for the tech news site Ars Technica. He wrote about 10,000 words on how hard this has been, so I asked him to break it down.
One major reason is because we need all of these cameras in the pipeline, either 4K or even 8K, that can get out there. And especially in a sports broadcast, that means a lot of upgraded cameras. And also just slow down adoption in terms of how we get access to this content. What kind of streaming box? What kind of device do we need? And the confusion that results.
What I find extra amazing about that is that in watching Olympics coverage, there will occasionally be bragging. It'll say these Olympics are being filmed and broadcast in 4K for the first time. It's 8 to 24 hours later, right? They say that, but it's not like if I had that TV, I could turn it on and actually watch it.
I'm amazed that they aren't required by the FCC to put amazing levels of fine print when they boast that stuff in ads, because yes, at 8 to 24 hour delay for whatever sport you're watching and a very limited selection of sports. We have a selected range of hockey games, not every single one, figure skating, short track, and ski jump. And that's it. No luge, no curling, no snowboarding. A lot of major popular winter sports are not getting that 4K treatment, even though it appears they're being filmed with newer 8K cameras and things.
So we talked to NBC and they said, you know, we're going to be providing 4K coverage through our partner, OBS. What do you think is so hard about this?
I do believe that the delay is partially because of OBS controlling this 4K package of content. And I will say the best part about the 4K content I've watched is that there's no ads. But otherwise, Comcast is doing something really funky as the broadcasting partner. They are forcing everybody to go through a cable television provider. The 2016 Rio Games had a streaming app. That option is gone. It has to be through a proprietary cable box and every option that I found so far. And I think it's a clear example of Comcast using its dominance in the market to say, oh, you want to watch 4K, huh? Oh, there's really not many options. So come through our whole box ecosystem of cable TV that people aren't using as much in the cut the cable days.
Is it also possible that the market is never going to be ready for 4K, that 4K, you know, this is a little bit conspiracy theory sounding, but it sort of feels like TV manufacturers want to sell 4K TVs, but at least so far in the US, that's a harder sell, that 4K, you know, the files are really big, the cameras are really expensive. I mean, is it possible that 4K is just not really going to come to pass in the way that HD did?
I will never go on the record and say that a fancy new technology is just not going to get adopted. Now, I totally agree that some 4K stuff you'll look at and go, you know, don't really see a difference. But the figure skating stuff I saw, I'm going to tell you, sparkles are unreal in 4K, which is a funny thing to say out loud. But there's something about a really wide angle shot of a full skating arena in an Olympics broadcast and seeing a dancing sequence and trick sequence with all of that benefit of the whole 4K pipeline. And I look at that, go, you know, I don't need 4K, but I can see the difference here.
That's Sam Moscovich of Ars Technica. Ironically, it sounds like DirecTV and Dish customers have a much easier time finding Olympics events in 4K. DirecTV even has a dedicated channel. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.